Welcome to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm speaking with Bertrand Delacroix, who is coincidentally also the author of the music that you heard at the beginning of this podcast, who will be telling us about the Sling Project. Welcome, and thank you for taking time to do this.
Hey, you're welcome, Rich.
Apache Sling, according to the website, is a framework for RESTful web applications based on extensible content tree. I was wondering if you could translate that for us. Tell us what that means. Who would use something like this, and what does it do?
Right. So Sling is, I would say, yet another Java web framework. There's many of them, which started more than 10 years ago, actually. I think it's been almost 11 years now. At the time, there were already too many Java web frameworks, so it's another one. But it started by being a web layer for Apache Jackrabbit and Oak, which use the Apache JC, the Java JCR, Java Content Repository API to store content and retrieve and do full text search and everything. So it's really oriented toward creating content management applications. And that's how we started using it. It was donated to Apache by Day Software, who was my employer at the time. And was doing a content management, large scale, industrial scale, I would say, content management system. And that's where it comes from. It's one of its strong points is that it's extremely modular. It's based on the OSGI module system. So you can replace pretty much everything if you don't like it or want a different variant. You can replace any component. We have a more than 300 Git repositories in the Sling project, which is unusual, but it's due to the extreme modularity.
And each module has its own repository then?
Yep. That's so 11 years ago, we were on Subversion. And when we moved to Git, the question was, do we do a monorepo? Do we do many of them? Mm-hmm. And we did many of them, and it's been working pretty well because some of these modules are really core things that, you know, are really golden. You have to be very careful. Others are just contributions that we update on a best effort basis. So it's kind of very nice to have this differentiate, you know, to have lots of modules, lots of repositories, and then each of them can live its own life.
I don't know if you have an answer to this since it was donated from an external company, but what's the origin of the name?
Oh, yeah, I do have an answer. So it's on the Sling website, actually. It was proposed by Roy Feeling. So Roy is one of our colleagues. He was chief scientist of Day Software at the time. That was his title. And he explained, he said that the name is biblical in nature. It's based on the story of David, who used the sling weapon to slay the giant Goliath. And Our CTO, David Nuschler, who was CTO of Day Software at the time, is called David, obviously. So he said that's our David's favorite weapon.
All right.
A sling, yeah. And a sling is the simplest device for delivering content very fast. That's
okay.
Kind of the idea. So, yeah, there is a story behind the name.
When a project is this mature, it's been around this long, it's often a challenge for people to figure out, you know, when it's feature complete, how does somebody get involved? What sort of opportunities are there for people to get involved in this project?
Actually, it's surprisingly dynamic given the project's age. There's a conference. There's been a yearly conference in Berlin called ADAPT2, which is another joke because we have a method in Sling called ADAPT2 to adapt a component to being an object to being something else, which is abused a lot. So they named the conference ADAPT2. And so it's a yearly conference around Sling. And I was surprised even last year after 10 years that there's still lots of innovation going on in terms of adapting Sling to the cloud environment, because 11 years ago, it was definitely not cloud. Which has some, you know, different constraints, improving the performance, making things easier, adapting to the evolving ways of doing things. So there's lots of possibilities for example, Sling uses scripts for rendering pages and that stuff, which used to be stored alongside the content in the content repository, in the database, if you mm-hmm. want. And now we're going more towards having them in OSGI bundles, so as you know, in jar files, in the code, and that should be easy. But as always, the theory and the practice. So there's lots of work going on around that. I'm currently working on a GraphQL interface for the content. So there's quite a lot to do, actually. And because it's very modular, you can work on something in your, you know, in your own corner, so to say, mm-hmm. and still be making good contributions without necessarily understanding the details of the core.
Where does your community hang out? Where do I come to talk to you?
We are Apache traditionalist for that, so it's our dev mailing list. That's where things happen. Of course, because now we're using the repositories on GitHub, so a lot happens also in pull mm-hmm. request discussions. But we're really careful about having the important central discussions on our dev mailing list. It's a pretty small community. It's about 20 active committers, so the mailing list works quite well for that.
And are you still tightly connected with the JackRabbit community?
Yes. Yeah. Even though it's evolved today, it's totally possible to run Sling without it and use other storage mechanisms. But that's where our history comes from.
Where do I get more information about your project and community?
So if you go to sling.apache.org, that's where, you know, you'll find all the info, hopefully. And also this Adaptu conference is great. It's not a big event. It's about 200, 250 people, mm-hmm. but it's really focused on Sling, and almost everybody who's there is working with it in different contexts. So it's a great information exchange. It's a great size. You know, it's a single track conference, so I like that. You can really meet the people, and that's a great way also to get information. It's the next one is in Berlin at the end of September. We hope that we can run it face to face. We'll see what happens, but that's still a few months off, so we are confident.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you so much for explaining this to us.
Yeah, no, it's a very cool project, really. It's an old, you could say it's an old thing, but it's surprisingly alive and with a great community. So that, yeah, I'm very happy to be involved in it.
Well, thank you, Bertrand.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you very much for this interview.